Begin the current daf, sets the Megillah daf Ches, begin the Malaf, begin the Tisim Asa, begin with the words, the Gemara, El Jesus Hadiego. The difference between them is regarding the walking with one's feet, and the Kenshe Noisim and Oichal Nefesh, and regarding vessels that are not used for food production. That's the difference between Mudu Hano and Mudu Eichel, as Tais explains. The Mudu Hano, Asbahan, the one who is forbidden them, having any pleasures forbidden to them, because it's Hano. The Mudu Meichel Mudu, the one who took a prohibition, a vow of just food, is permitted, as Tosis qualifies and Rashi does, but Makom Shemaskirin, specifically in the place where they don't rent out such vessels, but Makom Shemaskirin, but Pruta, but where they rent it out for even just a Pruta, also for the Mundo Michael, that's forbidden even for them who took a vow only from food, because that Pruta that you're saving would be fit to purchase food. Now, but regarding a vessel they actually make with food production, that's also for the Makom Shemaskirin, that's forbidden even less than the Pruta, given that Makom Shemaskirin, because ultimately that is used for food production itself. So the Gemara stepping with foot, holding up the injury. People not particular about it. Why should that be forbidden? Even from mudah, no. So it's because it's difficult. The Gemara tells us, these are things that, even if you're using it in that domain, it wouldn't be considered a presumption that it's yours. And these are things that are chazaka because a person wouldn't normally let you. And if you're using it without people contesting, obviously it's yours, etc. Now, says the Gemara, if you put your animals in the courtyard, ilam chazaka, that does not establish a chazaka because the other person could claim that it doesn't mean anything that he sold it to him. It's just because people don't care, therefore he was silent. Mukilahasam, but from the Gemara explains that they were talking about partners. The mother Kadila Kavdi, partners are not particular about another partner putting his animal over there. Baruch the Gemara has, but now in the Mishnah, Shu Tov, Mishnah, that knows him is there, but when partners make a prohibition of benefit from each other, assume the Kanis Bukhats now go into the Chatzir, and you see that, oh, they are Makbid. Mishnah Lahasim the Gemara answers, okay, but says Tais Miyu Shamin Lamina, but one thing we see from there is that Jesus Yegel, that by walking of the foot, that Kapti people are particular. Now, but Tais says, the Belekasha Mahi, the Hasim Perik Basa, the Beya. But it's not difficult from the Gemara over there in the Avlam Tesla Bays, the last parak in Beya. The Mishani Hasan, the Gemara answers over there, the Lo'ilom, Lo'ikapti, that they're not particular. Umani, Rebelazi, and who is this Rebelazi? So it says, that's not difficult, because they're Mahasan Mayim Beshutvin. There might be talking about partners. Avashar and Shiva, the Kapti, but other people, yeah, they are particular. But our Gemara is the one that's difficult, because the Mayim Beshutvin, we're talking about not about partners, we're regular people. And Velochakam Lo'ikapti, and still we're saying that people are not particular. So the Tirtha Vintam Vinam answers the Hachamai Bebika. Here we're talking about a valley. We're talking about empty, open fields, open land. The like of the Bashim, all the people don't care walking through his property. In contrast to, let's say, someone's Chatzar. But that's logical to say like this, because similar to the other case that we're bringing in the Mishnah regarding a vessel that's not used for food production. The Maiwi that we're talking about, as we explained before, Shemaski and Kizman, that they're not used to rent out. The Mokumin Lab and the Normic Rebel Ezra. Then the Gemara and the Dome explains the Rebel Ezra that says, even in such a case, like a Vita, people don't care, but it's awesome. But Mudana, that's exactly what the case is over here, like a Bika, but you're right, in the Chatzar people would be not. But the next test master to begin with the Gemara, Imbe Nedel and Dava. There's no difference between Nedel and Dava, except for Achrais. So it says, Kasha is the difficulty. My Lord Tani, why don't we learn another thing? Should the Dava bomb in a Maisa? Then the Dava could be brought from Maisa funds. The Chesavak says, the Pasen Borom Chabzam is the Bach to Shlomim, that you're going to bring a cover Shlomim Gabi Maisa, which you could use your Nedavas from your Maisa funds. You could use it as a Shlomim. Whereas when Nedah in the Baile Machulim, but a vow could only be brought for unconsecrated animals. Because it's your obligation that you're taking. But given the Amr, Harir Lai have a Nedah, once you have realized a Nedah, so that should be another difference. So it says, Vishlom, what you could say is, Dimina Den Lai Tanilei. Why? Because Mishum the Ayur Bukarbin Shubrish Kfar, we're talking about an animal of a carbon that was already separated. Vashim Inna, that's a commentary. And Chilik Baba Dasan, that in regards to the Avoida of these two carbons, there's no difference. Besides, again, this one difference of a Chais. Abu Kamish Lohofish, but you're right, a carbon that was never separated. Obvious that there would be many differences, and yeah, one of the differences would be if you could bring it from Meister or it has to be from Chulukum. Or you know, I mean, another approach, you could answer the question. You could say the Tanah Mishai, you're right, we said, but we left over. Now, but he didn't bain come although it says what we mean ain't bain. How can you say there's differences? We're saying there is no other differences. The mashma dafka, that sounds like it's precise. So still it's not difficult. We find ain't bain the shire. We have an ain't bain that there was something left over the comma where the gemara says ain't bain chalashim tzoyis. There's no difference between the middle three fasts from the last seven fasts, but the difference regarding masriyin and closing the stores. But if everything else is the same, that the Gemara says, What do you mean? If you're gonna say ton of a shire, how could there you say what's with all the other cases? You say maybe that you taught and you left over. Iva im bein katani. It says there's no difference. And the Gemara asks back and says, but Tizbar, you think it's logical? I mean, Dafka is saying when it says there's no difference, it's precise. I, Moshe Teva, did leave over the case of bringing out the Oren to the market. Shani, the Gemara answers, oh, if you're talking about the Teva, oh, that's not considered something that was left out. But it says, it does sound like from the Gemara, they have Mishaili, if it would have been left out, they wouldn't find it difficult with that. Although it says Ein Bein, so it says it's not a Raya, the Ein Bein, you could still say Ton of Mishai. That would answer the question that, yeah, there's something, another difference that was left over. The next Taisus begins with Yeshvam de Garsi, that there are certain texts that have the words, Umam et Sayrish, Imitam Mishka Mamashav. If we have a Mitzayrish that does not contaminate with Mishka Mamashav, and over Tayus Kainim Tani, and Tayus Kainim taught, Shemitam Mishka Mamashav, that it actually is Matam Mishka Mamashav. So what's correct? So Matir Trash Musachim on the Zayman Beis the Masl Zav that he says that when it talks about the stringency of the Zav of Mitzayra, the Mitzayra is not Matam Mishka Mamashav, but Zav is like we're learning over here in our Gemara, and what's with Ayah says Torah's kind of the Mitzayra is Matamit. So Rashi explains, yes, the Ayin L'Tam Oichel Mashkin, that's to contaminate foods and beverages. Avol Loyel L'Tam Od Mekelim Kugan Zav, but it's not going to contaminate a person and vessel like a Zav, because Zav is Mochamer, the Matam Od Mekelim. And the Tzairah is not, like we're saying over here, so that's how Rashi resolves that question.